Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
city
state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Three Michigan State football players are facing criminal charges in Ingham County. The men are accused of sexually assaulting a woman on campus in January. MSU has parted ways with a team employee over the case, although he will not face charges. Are you expecting more fallout at the university while this case plays out?
Well, I think this case may be pretty well contained, and it seems that the football coach himself is being held sort of blameless, but there are all these other horrendous things going on at Michigan State. Of course, the case of Dr. Nasser, I think something like 95 women are already suing Michigan State over his alleged sexual abuse of athletes over years and years. There's another separate case involving another football player who's being accused of raping a woman, and so there's a whole sort of climate, a miasma of shame over the entire athletic program at Michigan State. This is likely, I think, to cost the university hundreds of millions of dollars in the long run and may well cost some top people their jobs.
Jack, we spoke last week about the tension between Governor Rick Snyder and legislative leaders. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff and House Speaker Tom Leonard want to eliminate pensions for new teachers, leaving them only with 401ks. Governor Snyder prefers the current hybrid plan. One of the threats on the table from Meekoff and Leonard is not getting the budget done in June. Explain why that's so important to the governor.
Well, this is just some sort of measuring stick. If you recall, under Governor Granholm, we had a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, and they went right down to the wire. The budget has to be done by midnight, September 30th, October 1st, and we had a couple times when it wasn't done. You had a partial government shutdown for a few hours. The governor's been very proud of getting it done early in June, but the question is he going to put the principal he's standing for, ahead of this sort of meaningless calendar designation or not? The one thing I note is that I have never, ever seen such contempt shown by a Republican legislature for a governor of their own party.
In Detroit, one city council member wants businesses that stay open after 10 o'clock at night to be required to join a program that allows police to monitor security cameras in real time. Joining Project Greenlight is voluntary right now, and if a store doesn't already have compatible cameras, it could cost the business something like $7,000 or $8,000. The goal is clearly to reduce crime, but does the cost punish businesses just for staying open late?
I'm just worried they'll put my favorite speakeasy and blind pig out of business. It's important to remember that a couple of things. This is one councilman who's sort of floating this idea. This is nowhere near to becoming law. And there's a legitimate worry about crime in Detroit, especially crime after dark. But we just have to see how this plays out. And I think ideally you'd have a law that would require that, but would make some exceptions for, you know, things like maybe walk-in clinics or other things that need to be open and possibly can't pass that cost on to the consumers.
Jack, I learned a new word this week, thanks to reporting by Michigan Radio's Shayna Roth. The word is unicameral, which means to have only one legislative chamber, and Republican Representative Jeff Yarick wants Michigan to be unicameral. Could you tell us why and how that might work?
Probably wouldn't. This has come up. This has come up since at least 1969. There's one state that does this, Nebraska. They call it the unicam. But Nebraska is a pretty ethnically homogenous state and pretty economically homogenous state. Michigan is very different. George Washington thought we could have a government without political parties, and that was the one thing our greatest founding father was dead wrong about. And you would end up having parties even if they weren't called that. And the whole idea of having two houses is that, as Washington also said, the senatorial saucer would cool off the hot legislation coming from the House of Representatives' coffee cup. So it would take a massive constitutional amendment to do that. It's an idea that sounds really good to you, actually think about it.
Jack, thanks a lot.
I promise not to move to Nebraska.
Me too. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.